The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. How to Recognize the Subtle Signs and Act Before It's Too Late. Author, Lee Branham. How Employees Disengage and Leave. Smart managers and HR managers know that some employees quit and leave, others quit and stay. The first thing to realize is that employee turnover is not an event, but it's really a process of disengagement that can take days, weeks, months, or even years until the actual decision to leave occurs. The obvious early warning signs of disengagement are absenteeism, tardiness, or behavior that indicates withdrawal or increased negativity. Why the leave? In searching for root causes, 1. The need of trust, 2. They need to have hope, 3. They need to feel a sense of worth, 4. They need to feel competent. Why employees say they leave? When employees are asked to give open-ended feedback, they are speaking from their hearts about the needs that were not met. Here are the 10 most frequently mentioned issues identified in departed employees. 1. Poor management. 2. Lack of career growth and advancement opportunity. 3. Poor communications. 4. Pay. 5. Lack of recognition. 6. Poor senior leadership. 7. Lack of training. 8. Excessive workload. 9. Lack of resources. 10. Lack of teamwork. Reason number 1. The job or workplace was not as expected. Unmet expectations is the number 1 reason most employees leave in any exit survey. It is the main reason of employees walk off the job on the first day. Hidden mutual expectations. Psychological contract. The psychological contract. An implicit contract between an individual and the organization which specifies what each expects to give and receive from each other in the relationship. For example, when a new hire expects to receive a promotion after 1 year on the job, and the employer is not prepared to give a promotion that quickly, there is a mismatch. Employer of choice engagement practices. Review and checklist. Review the following 54 engagement practices and check the ones you believe your organization needs to implement or improve to match expectations with reality. 1. Conduct realistic job previews with every job candidate. 2. Make a significant percentage of hires from pool of temporary and part-timers. 3. Make a significant percentage of hires from current employee referrals. 4. Create a realistic job description with a short list of most critical competence. 5. Allow candidates' future co-workers to participate in job interviews. 6. Make a significant percentage of hires from pool of current employees. 7. Build into the interviewing process a way for candidates to gain a sample of on-the-job experience. 8. Survey your interview new hires to find out how to minimize new hires' surprises in the future. Reason number 2. The mismatch between job and person. To select the right talent for the job. 9. Make a strong commitment to the continuous upgrading of talent. 10. Make sure that all hiring managers follow a consistent and thorough talent forecasting and success factor analysis process. 11. Cast a wide recruitment net to expand the universe of best fit candidates. 12. Follow a purposeful and rigorous interview process. 13. Track measures of hiring success. To assign the right task to the right person. 14. Conduct entrance interviews with all new hires. 15. Work to enrich the jobs of all employees. 16. Delegate tasks to challenge employees and enrich their jobs. What's missing? A passion for matching. The key missing ingredient in so many companies is management's lack of passion for getting the right people in the right jobs. It has been said that the best managers are the best matchmakers. The employee's role in the matching process. All employees need to be reminded that there is much they can do to achieve the best match of their own talents to the job. Ask questions during the interview to make sure the job is one that will make good use of your talent. If you feel the manager is not making good use of your talents, take the initiative to meet with him to discuss how you would like the job to be changed. Put yourself in the manager's shoes and be prepared to explain how enriching their own job will also benefit the work unit as a whole. Ask for feedback when you feel you're not getting enough of it. Reason number 3, too little coaching and feedback. To provide coaching and feedback. 17, provide intensive feedback and coaching to new hires. 18, create a culture of continuous feedback and coaching. 19, train managers in performance coaching. 20, make the performance management process less controlling and more of a partnership. 21, terminate non-performers when best efforts to coach or reassign don't pay off. 22. Hold managers accountable for coaching and giving feedback. Reason number 4. Too few growth and advancement opportunities. To provide career advancement practices, check the ones you believe your organization needs to implement or improve. 23. Provide self-assessment tools and career self-management training for all employees. 24. Offer career coaching tools and training for all managers. 25. Provide readily accessible information on career paths and competency requirements. 26. Create alternatives to traditional career ladders. 27. Keep employees informed about the company's strategy, direction, and talent need forecast. 28. Build and maintain a fair and efficient internal job posting process. 29. Show a clear preference for hiring from within. 30. Create a strong mentoring culture. 31. Eliminate HR policies and management practices that block internal movement. 32. Keep career development and performance appraisal processes separate. 33. Build an effective talent review and succession management process. 34. Maintain a strong commitment to employee training. Reason number 5. Feeling devalued and unrecognized. To make employees feel valued and recognized. 35. Offer competitive base pay linked to value creation. 36. Reward results with variable pay aligned with business goals. 37. Reward employees at a high enough level to motivate higher performance. 38. Use cash payouts for on-the-spot recognition. 39. Involve employees and encourage two-way communication when designing new pay system. 40. Monitor the pay system to ensure fairness, efficiency, consistency, and accuracy. 41. Create a culture of informal recognition founded on appreciation. 42. Make new hires feel welcome and important. 43. Ask for employees' input, then listen and respond. 44. Keep employees in the loop. 45. Give them the right tools and resources. 46. Keep the physical environment fit to work in. Why are managers reluctant to recognize? They don't know enough about an employee's job to know the difference between average and superior performance. They believe that rewarding and recognizing employees is the responsibility of HR department. Reason number 6. Stress from overwork and work-life imbalance. To reduce stress from work-life imbalance and overwork. 47. Initiate a culture of giving before getting. 48. Tailor the culture of giving to the needs of key talent. 49. Build a culture that values spontaneous acts of caring. 50. Build social connections and harmony among employees. 51. Encourage fun in the workplace. Reason number 7. Loss of trust and confidence in senior leaders. To inspire trust and confidence in senior leaders. 52. Inspire confidence in a clear vision, a workable plan, and the competence to achieve it. 53. Back up words with action. 54. Demonstrate trust and confidence in your workforce. Many managers have to start taking more responsibility for their role in engaging or disengaging employees. They need to understand that pay is not the reason most employees leave, and accept that their way of managing is the number one reason. The fine balance between engagement and entitlement is a shared partnership between company leaders and employees. The need for both parties to meet each other halfway in the process makes it more important for organizations to spell out exactly how they expect employees to keep themselves engaged, as well as how managers should work to engage their employee.